It's time for us to have a conversation with someone who's got quite a bit of experience acting in Shakespearean productions and to see just what goes into that. With me in the studio is Cincinnati stage professional Dale Hodges. Dale, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. You've performed in some Shakespearean roles during your long career. I remember you playing the fool in King Lear at the Playhouse back about 15 years ago, I think it was.
It was.
Could you tell us a little bit about what it takes to prepare to act in a Shakespearean play?
Well, the first rule that I try and follow is not to panic. I think what I found over the years, and this probably wasn't how I started out, that I prepare in not a very different fashion from the way I prepare for any role, except obviously the language is different. But the first thing I do is I read it out loud. I like to have an empty house and walk about, and I read it out loud, and I try and listen to the music that is already in the language, which is also true when I do a contemporary play, because every play has a kind of music. And I also assume that I won't understand a lot of what I'm saying. That can also be true in a modern play. And then the next thing I would do is I would then begin, having really tried to feel what the music is and the poetry, if it is poetry, I try and understand what I am saying. And then after that, it begins to not be quite so scary. So in that sense, I think my approach is similar, but it is the language is different. And one of the big things that people talk about all the time is knowing how to use your breath. You can't be as sloppy, perhaps, in a Shakespeare play as you can be in modern plays.
Well, Dale, Shakespeare's use of the English language is from 400 years ago, 16th century, really. And so often the words, the phrasing are certainly archaic by contemporary standards. And then many of the roles that you end up playing are in blank verse, which is unrhymed iambic pentameter, which that's some of the music that you're that you're referring to, but it's not so obvious as something that's rhymed or or has a really strong meter to it. So how do those issues of language affect both your preparation and your performance? Do those factor into things that you're doing, or does it be once you've taken on the role, do those just sort of become part of what you're doing?
They do factor in, but you know, a lot of it is how eventually a line is stressed. So it is, I suppose, important to notice what Shakespeare has given you, and sometimes what punctuation is, although punctuation may have been added centuries later, I don't know, and how lines end and when you carry them over. I was thinking back to my training in English Drama School, and we had an old guy who was an actor who would work through Titus Andronicus with us just sitting in chairs, and he was very old school, but he talked a lot just about that, what to do with line and meter, and not to ignore when the line ends, even if you carry it on, things of that nature. But so there are kind of rules. If you get stuck, hopefully you have a director who helps you through, but there are books you can read about that. But in the end, it's about trying to just feel what the meaning is and find out, therefore, how that archaic language can be stressed. And then in the end, it isn't always that different. In fact, the iambic pentameter actually can be a friend. It helps you memorize. I think it's harder to learn Shakespeare when it's prose.
Let me ask you this question. Shakespeare's plays are often stories that are familiar to many audiences, and many of the roles are certainly well known, at least the nature of a character. Does that make them easier, or is it more challenging to play roles that people are going to be perhaps very familiar with?
Well, I'm not sure about that, because I actually, some of the roles I've done have been, I mean, I played Volumnia in Coriolanus, which was absolutely right for me. But I've also, as you said, I played the fool in Lear, which I love doing. And I played Antonio in Merchant of Venice as a man. So both of those were kind of outside the norm. I have played the nurse in Romeo and Juliet. And you know, I remember seeing Peggy Mount do her in Franco Zeffirelli's film. She was fabulous. But I'm not sure that that's a role that's got so many famous people ahead of me. quite frankly, I think that's more likely to happen with the men because they have these big roles. And there are really far fewer of those big, iconic roles for women. There are support roles. You know, there are Gertrudes and things like that. So,
is there a Shakespearean role that you've especially enjoyed playing or one that you've dreamed of playing that you haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I have missed quite a few. I never played Beatrice. I'm not sure how good I would have been. I played Juliet when I was at college, and I wasn't very good as Juliet, although I lay some of that at the door of the director I had, who was a real control freak, and if I were to do it again, I would disagree with some of his choices. But I was happy to play the fool. I mean, you know, you don't think as a woman that you're ever going to play any of Shakespeare's fools in the normal way. And Lear's Fool is a very difficult one. And that was just a delight to do and very moving and mysterious in some ways. But I'm not sure that there's much left, quite frankly, at my age. I mean, that's the sadness, once again, being a woman, that unless anybody's willing to let me play Prospero, for instance, I saw a female Prospero. They made her Prospera. They didn't keep her male. They made her a woman. And it was very interesting because her relationship with her daughter was very different from a male her father would have been with his daughter. So, you know, I'm not sure that I've got anything lined up in the Shakespeare world. I've got a few other...
Well, I hope if there's some directors out there that they're
listening to you. Well, I know. I'm plugging for, you know, thinking about different creative casting sometimes, not just for myself, but for other women who have a tougher time of it with Shakespeare.
Well, I've been talking with actress Dale Hodges about the challenges and rewards of acting in Shakespeare's plays. Thanks very much for your insights, Dale.
Thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with a remover to remove. Oh, no, it is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love's not time's fool, though rosy lips and cheeks within his bending sickle's compass come. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out even to the edge of doom. If this be error and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.